So up until this point, we've discussed a general hakdama to the Eser Sefiros, different ways of dividing up the Eser Sefiros, Moichin and Midos. We've spoken about Tiferes and Malchus, and that's where we're holding now as we approached the end of Hakdama Zayin in the old Sefer Sif Sechin. Passing through this Hakdama, we encountered a discussion about Avanira. Avanira is also aligned with Tiferes and Malchus. So as we're passing through this discussion of Tiferes and Malchus, about to enter Hakdama Ches, which will be taking us to a further discussion of the Sefiros Bepratios, which is Chachma and Bina. So here in the Sefer, in the Livyas Chain, in the bottom, he has an uncharacteristically long discussion about Avin Yira. Avin Yira is considered to be from the deepest and most important sugyas, not just in Chassidus and in Pimis HaTorah, but in Avodas Hashem Bechlal. It's impossible to ignore the fact that the Torah says explicitly, "Va'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Meimachkim LeYira," that Hashem Yisbarach is saying, the one thing which I ask of you, Kla Yisrael, is that you should have Yira Shemayim. And the pasuk goes on to say, "Le'avo Loso Le'Dov Kabo." Take a look at the Hakdama to Mesilas Yesharim, where he spends a lot of time not giving teichecha, open teichecha, but somewhat straightforward, asking and wondering why it is we neglect the avoda of Yir Shemayim, which is really what Sifrei Musar, Sifrei Chassidus, each in their own unique way, are trying to highlight. That the shleimus of Avodas Hashem is Avanir. This comes out from the Ramban, actually in this week's parsha, which is Parsha Siswa, where he writes that although there are 630 mitzvahs HaTorah, that there is still a shayrish to the Torah, from which 630 branches emerge from. The root of all Torah mitzvahs is the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, which is why the Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, unlike other Rishonim, he doesn't list them in terms of, or by way of the order which they're listed in the Torah. He goes along the approach of Ein Mukdam U'Me'ucher B'Torah, that he groups them according to relevance, importance, and root association. Of course, he begins with the mitzvah of Yahavta, I should say, Anoich Hashem Elokecha and Shema Yisrael. But in the top 10, he brings down Avas Hashem and Yerushalmai. Ramban understands that Avas Hashem is the root of all mitzvahs aseh, and the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem is the root of all mitzvahs lais aseh. That can be understood very clearly from the fact that every time we do a mitzvah, it can be done with Ava and it can be done with Yira. The fact that it could be used and it can be found in every single mitzvah shows that these mitzvahs have a certain malchus, that they're unique. The fact that they are kloliastic shows that they're encompassing of all the other mitzvahs. So although you would say that emuna is the root even of avanira, avanira, however, are considered to be the roots of all mitzvahs asay and all mitzvahs lais asay. The Baal Shem Tov writes, or he says, that emuna zuhi dvikas, emuna is dvikas. With this being said, in the same way that the Torah says, L'yiro, L'avo, L'dovkabo, that this dveikus is considered to be the tachlis of even yira, V'atzim ha-dveikim Hashem Elokeichem chayim kolchem hayom, that the secret of dveikus is this inyan of chayim, which is the secret of eating the Yitzah chayim, which is the tachlis of Adam in the Gan. And each one of us is that Adam in our world, which is that Gan, is to find the Yitzah chayim. The mission has never changed, we spoke about once before. The journey is forever the same. So it comes out that Dveikus is the roots, which is Emuna, and from there comes Yir and Ava. And the relationship, the dynamic between Yir and Ava is something which we're going to take some time now to discuss. Just Bofen Klali. This year is really dedicated towards understanding Yir and Ava, Bofen Klali. Over the course of the next couple weeks, which we won't be getting together, we're going to have discussions about Yir and Ava on the chat and breaking it down into understanding the derech in Avodas Hashem and the relevance of Ava and Yira, what growth means in Ava and Yira. But for our purposes in this discussion of Ava and Yira, just as an overview, but often klali, it will set the stage to understand B'Siyata D'Shmaya, the different dimensions and the kudos in the mitzvah of primary importance of Ava and Yira Hashem. You can hardly open a sefer from the Talmidei Baal Shem and not find a discussion about Ava and Yira, because the Talmidei Baal Shem in the Sfarim, unlike other Sfarim from Tzaddikim ala Torah, they weren't looking to say pshatim in the Sipuri HaTorah or to darshan the different mitzvos and the halachas of the mitzvos. They were really chose to emphasize that which is the most important nekudas in Torah. And that's that Hashem Yisbarach wants that a Jew should serve him ba'av uv'yira. And all the Sfarim of the Talmidei Baal Shem were to bring out the Ava and Yira, which at the time, especially, and even now, of course, that Ava and Yira is neglected. It's very much neglected. Which is why in the L'shem Yichud Kutcher Bruch Hushchinte, which we spoke about briefly not long ago, which is really a declaration that we intend to do the mitzvah for the purpose of the creation of the mitzvah, which is called the Shema, which is described, of course, in very cryptic and mysterious terms, which is called to be miyachid kutchibichu shchinte. We say that bidechilu urechimu urechimu dechilu, which means that there's a unification of dechilu, which is yira, urechimu, which is ahava. Of course, we'll have to explain what it means bidechilu urechimu urechimu dechilu. That will be a further discussion of the oimek of yira and ahava. But of course, this is from the deepest and most important sugyas in all of Torah, the depths of Yira, the depths of Ahava. This is so much what Hashem Yisbarach is asking of us, and so therefore, as the Sefer here, Sef Sechein, takes the time now to discuss these sugyas, so let us do the same, because Im Le'achshav Im Asai, and to bring the mitzvahs of Ahava in Yira Shemayim into our world, into our daily Avodah, is what this entire limud is about, not just to know the formation and how Hashem Yisbarach created the world, but for the purpose of all of that, which is the most important. And part of that purpose is that Hashem Yisbarach wants Yidin who love him, Yidin who will serve him, ba'avo, ubi'yiro, ubi'dveikis. This is from the purpose of all of creation, of what we're here to do. So to begin, the journey of Avodas Hashem begins with Yir Shemayim. As we're going to see, that the mitzvah of Yir Shemayim, in its truest form, in a complete shlemus understanding of the mitzvah of Yira, is for us to understand that Yir Shemayim can be broken up into three types of Yira, which the Sfarim speak about. And to understand the placement and the timing and how to achieve these madrigas in Yira will certainly clarify the Derech Hashem for us. As the Ramchal speaks about him in Seos Hasharim, and the Sfarim talk about, but I wouldn't say that it's organized 100%, except by the, of course, the later Tzaddikim. But that wasn't the intention of the Talmidei Baal Shem to lay out the Derech 100%. So we should be aware that there are three madrigas of Yir Shemayim. And they in fact have different names. As we'll see, even in the Torah they're alluded to with different names. But here we're going to speak about a Bofen Klali. The first Yira which a Jew encounters in his Avodas Hashem is Yiras HaOnesh. Yiras HaOnesh means that a Jew is afraid of punishment. To be afraid of punishment means that you admit and you understand that there's a Borei Olam and that he runs the world and he's the Melech. And any Jew who reads the Torah can see that there's a system of Schar V'Onesh. From a basic understanding of the Chumash, an elementary understanding, a Jew is brought to a place of Yiras HaOnesh, that he fears retribution for his actions. And that motivates him to be Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, to adhere to the laws of the Melech, to the King of the Universe. Yiras HaOnesh is not something which needs to be taught or worked on. Of course, it can be worked on, and a person can chas v'shalom lose or become numb to the fact that there's a Borei Olam and to the inyan of Yiras HaOnesh. But not because he doesn't care about himself anymore. And this is really the trick and the nekudu which makes Yiras HaOnesh so easy, is that Yiras HaOnesh revolves around the person. It revolves around me. That in the same way, if I walk down the street in a bad neighborhood, I'm afraid of being hurt. So too, it's instinctive that a person wants to take care of himself. He's born with that quality. It's a quality which is a maisa bereishistic quality, that it's ingrained within every nivra of Hashem Yisbarach, not just human beings, but even animals, and even insects. Anything which has a nekuda, that there's any anoichias, that there's any ani whatsoever to that, together with that is a natural instinct to stay away from onesh, and to desire and to yearn for schar, to better and to protect my state of ani. This is the first corridor that a Jew walks into when he enters into the world of Avodas Hashem. And even children have that sense of Yiras HaOnesh. They can appreciate Yiras HaOnesh, and that's very much how we teach children when they're younger, when they have this sense of Meichin Dekatnas, which is a lower sense of understanding of Avodas Hashem, that it resonates with them. And parents raise children. And this is one of the mahalchim in chinuch, is that children should understand and it should be ingrained within them that there are repercussions and there are consequences to our actions. That a child needs to learn in life that if he rides his bike too fast, that he can fall. Right? And it's important for a child to recognize that if he walks, or if he comes too close to something and he touches it and it hurts him, that this is a seder in life, that we have to be cautious in what we do. We have to recognize that there are consequences to our actions. It's a human, basic human quality. And so therefore, the first knisa into Avodas Hashem is to walk through that door of Yiras HaOnesh. And of course, every person has a different level of Yiras HaOnesh according to his understanding of the Melech, and the Oymek HaOnesh, and the Oymek of Schar, how great that Schar is. And according to his understanding, and to his Havana of that, will determine how much he runs after his Schar, and how careful he is not to receive Onesh. As we'll see as we go along, that the Madregas and Avodas Hashem, that can be seen from the Shem Havaya, just like everything in the creation can be seen from the Shem Havaya, that Al Pi Pnimi Satara, every single Nivra has Chasim on it, has a chasim of the Shem Havaya in it, which shows that it's a creation of Hashem. The way that we look at entering into this Havaya, which is the chamber of Hashem Yisbarach, is bottom up. That we enter in from the bottom, which is the letter Hey. And as you can see from the letter Hey, that there's an opening on bottom of the Gemara and Shabbos discusses, that every letter, of course, is created with infinite Chachma. And the way to enter into Avodas Hashem is to enter in through the Hey. From the bottom up is to enter in through the hay, that it's open for us to allow us in. So when we enter into that yira, that first yira, that yira is connected the hay tata, the lower hay, that a Jew is able to enter into that hay. And there he finds the Ribbono Shel Olam. But you wouldn't say that he's in the palace of the Melech. You would say that he's in, but he's not in really. That he sees and he experiences the Kodesh Baruch Hu from a distance. And as the Sfarim speak about, and as we'll speak about more b'siyata d'shmaya, that this is not the type of a place which you would say about a person that he's an elevated person, that he's a Ben Aliyah. Of course, this is the way in. But if a Jew would live his whole life in a state of Yiras HaOnish only, and not to embark further on that journey, it's like being a child your whole life. It's not recognizing that the relationship with the Melech is much, much more than just about Schar V'Einish. Schar V'Einish shows that there's a tremendous gap and distance in the relationship. You wouldn't say that a parent and a child, that if the whole relationship is based on fear, that there's a relationship there. The child doesn't want to have a relationship if he's afraid. He may want to have the schar, but not because he wants the relationship. It's just that he wants the schar. But to do with you, he doesn't want you. He just wants the schar, which you have to offer. It's very much about me, and there's really very little relationship which is involved. And that's not what Hashem Yisbarach wants. And that's certainly not the type of av and yira which we're describing here. That it's about the tachlis habiyah. But Hashem doesn't want that distance. He wants to be close and to be bedvekus with his creations. An example of this is what we find by Esav, as we'll speak about momentarily, the difference between Esav and Yaakov. But before we do so, he points out here in the Sefer Sefer Chayin, and Daf Kof Lamed, in the older one in the bottom, from quoting the Bnei Yisachar in Sefer Bederech Pikudecha, he writes there, Bederech Pikudecha Bir Barucha, from the Zohar Kodesh, that the Inyan of Yira is Neschalik to three Bechinos. And he takes this Inyan of Yira Sa'onish and he divides it into two. Because there's a Yira Sa'onish that a person is fearful that he may be punished in this world. And there's also a Yira Sa'onish that a person may be fearful that he'll be punished in the next world, that he will miss out on Olam Haba, or he'll be Zoyche, quote-unquote, to Gehenim. So, even Yira Sa'onish, as we'll see, Yira divides into three parts, but even this part of Yira, which is called Yira Sa'onish, will subdivide into two categories, which is two forms of Yira Sa'onish. The Onish from Olam Hazeh, and an Onish in Olam Haba. Of course, it's much more elevated to be a Jew who is motivated by Yira Sa'onish in the next world, rather than in this world. Because if a person thinks that this world is Iker, then there's a tremendous chiluk between him and a person who at least understands and is moideh that the real world is the next world. But there are many people who live their lives in a way that their Yiddishkeit is very much about trying to do mitzvahs, to please Hashem Yisbarach, so that Hashem Yisbarach will give them parnas in this world, and to have good children, and to have yeshiva hadas, and to have nice cars to drive, and to echveis, whatever is important to a person. So, his Yiddishkeit is about how to get these things from Hashem Yisbarach. And that, of course, is not elevated by any means. And it's a chaval that a Jew should live his life that way, go through a whole life with such a meichin tekatnas. Hashem Yisbarach should save us from such a life. We see this as an example of this, the Torah brings out by Esav. So we find by Esav, before he went completely off the deep end, the Torah tells us, and Parshas told us, that when he's interacting with Yaakov, so Chazal tells us, gives us a glimpse into the Yiddishkeit of Esav. It says that Esav would also learn with his father, and he was also ganz fein in learning Torah too. And it says that Esav would ask very sharp questions from his father, and one of the dugmas that Chazal give regarding these questions, that Esav would ask his father, Heich ma'asrin teven u'melach. How does a Jew give ma'aser on teven and melach? On salt and straw. So there's, of course, there's a discussion in the Mefarshim whether or not there's even a chiyuv to give ma'aser on teven and melach. Take a look at Time of the Kura by Rav Chaim Kanevsky and the Tzof Naspanech from the Ragachavar. We see from here that Esav has a connection to the mitzvah of Meiser. And one of the reasons why that is because Yitzchak, according to the Rambam, was machadesh the mitzvah of Meiser. Like we find later in the Parsha, that Yitzchak, he gave Meiser. That was the mitzvah that Yitzchak presented to the Jewish people. Avraham, of course, was machadesh the mitzvah of Mila, and Yitzchak was machadesh the mitzvah of Meiser, says the Rambam, and Yaakov was mechadish the mitzvah of Gidon Asha. And Esav tried to find favor in his father's eyes. And so in order to impress his father and to show that I'm walking in your ways, Tati, so he would ask him questions in the mitzvah of Meiser because that was Yitzchak's mitzvah. But another reason why he would ask questions in in the sugyas of Maaser is because we find by the mitzvah of tzedakah that it's unique amongst the mitzvahs that Hashem Yisroel Baruch says that if you give tzedakah, so tzedakah has the kayach to bring bracha into this world. Whereas if we say by most mitzvahs that schar mitzvahs b'hai alma leka, that in this world, which is called b'hai alma, again, like the letter hey, which is the lower world, that schar mitzvahs b'hai alma leka, that there is no schar mitzvahs in this world. The exception to that is the mitzvah of tzedakah, that tzedakah is able to reach very low places and to bring schar even into this lower world. And so Esav's Yiddishkeit was centered around what he can get in this world, how he can live a better life in this world, how to have more kavod, how to have more taiva, how to have more mammon, how to rule the kings of Edom. Right? Like we spoke about before, that the whole shvira of the sfiros is brought out from the parsha of the Zayin Malchei Edom, which is, of course, Esav, the shattering of the malchus of Eden, which is about the I, the Ani, that malchus that a person wants to rule, the shattering of that. The whole chefetz of Esav is to have a malchus in this world. Like we know that he, in that day that he dealt with the Bechor with Yaakov, is the day that he killed Nimrod, who was considered to be also a melech at the time of the world, and he coveted that special coat, right? And he wanted to rule over all the chayis and all the behemoths and all the people. Right? This is the Esav. This is the Esav. So he chose the mitzvah of Maaser because Chazal say about Maaser, Aser ta Aser, Aser b'shvil shetis asher. Give Maaser so that you will become rich. That there's an Ashiris that the mitzvah of Maaser is able to bring into this world. Like the Navi says that Hashem tells us when it comes to giving tzedakah, b'chanuni na b'zayis, you can test me with this mitzvah. If you give tzedakah, you will see that I will give you. I will show you even in this world that Hashem Yisbarach stuck at his hands so low with this mitzvah of Maaser to begin into this world that a Jew who gives tzedakah, Hashem Yisbarach says, if you do this mitzvah, I will show you even in this world you will have. And that was the complete goal and expectation of Esav in this world, is what can I get out of Torah mitzvahs in this world? What will it do for me in this world? And that was the extent of his Yiras HaOnish until he completely forfeited Yiras HaOnish. But he would ask questions to Yitzhak that he was even looking to give Maaser from Melech and Tavid because he wanted every single avenue possible that she be zeichet to Ashiras and to Hatzlacha in this world. And that was the Yiddishkeit of Esav. But of such a Yiddishkeit, Esav himself is modeh, as he tells Yaakov about the Bechaira, why do I need the Bechaira? Why do I need true avodas Hashem? Hinei anechi hoylech lamos. Hinei anechi hoylech lamos. These words, hinei anechi hoylech lamos, means, behold, I'm anyways going to die. So al-pi pshat, it means that Esav was about to die because he came back from the field, from that killing of Nimrod, completely wiped out and on the verge of death. But what it's telling us in Pnimius about such a life of Yiddishkeit, that if a person's life is about aser b'shvil shetis asher, if it's a yiras ha'onish take a life in a way that a person is looking to just use his Yiddishkeit to see what he can get from Hashem Yisbarach, so it is a life of hinei anechi hoylech lamos. It's a dead life. It's a dead life, and there's nothing to look forward to in the next world. It's even in this world, it's a dead derech. It's not called a derech in avodas Hashem. Every person needs to have a derech in avodas Hashem, that he's a ben aliyah, that he's climbing up the ladder to get to that place that Hashem Yisbarach intends for him to get to, that he wants to reach that goal, he wants to taste from the Eitz HaChaim, and all that represents. But by Esav, there's no halicha. It's just in hinei anechi hoylech lamos. Like the Gemara says, Rishayim afilu b'chayim yikrayim meisim. That even their life, they're meisim, because it doesn't mean mamish or rasha like Esav. It means that there are many well-intended yidden that their Yiddishkeit is dead, that there's no relationship with the Melech, that they don't want to come close to the Melech, who's the root of all chayim. And they're very, very happy to keep a distance from the Melech because they don't understand the Melech and the purpose of coming close and what this world is all about. And they're not being drawn in, using their emunah, that there's something deeper here, that there's a higher purpose to come close to the King. So this is the Yira of Yiras HaOnish, which, as we said before, Chaval. Chaval on the Yidin, that if they spend a whole life there, that the whole Yiddishkeit is dead. That they're not looking to make a true davening out of shacharis, that they're not happy to be in shul, that they're counting, looking at the watch, that the second that aleinu is over, that they're going to run out the door and go to the next thing, or to run to work, Or they're sitting in front of a Shulchan Aruch and a Gemara or a Sefer and they're saying, you know, just want to be Yotzei Zayin and then leave. There's no time there. That Adarabba, that the Beis HaMedrash and the Beis HaTfilah should be places of Chayim. Right? The Torah is called an Eitz Chayim, that it should be Yiras Hashem L'Chayim. That's the type of a Yira that it should be. Not just a Yiras HaOnesh. That's the first type of a Yira, and we can spend more time talking about that in Mitzvah Hashem. But there's another type of a Yira, which is what's called the Yir Ikaris, the main Yira, and that a Jew has a Yira from Hashem Yisbarach about what's called Yiras HaRaimimus. Yiras HaRaimimus means that a Jew, not that he's afraid of Hashem Yisbarach, but that he's so in awe of Hashem because he understands the greatness of Hashem Yisbarach. And such a Yira really emerges from the works of the Pnimi Satire from the Zayar Kaddish, which uses such Lashainas that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is Rav Vishalit, that he's great and he's the Shailate, Ikra Visharsha the Cholam, and the root of all existence. Vakula Kame Kale Hashivan, and everything is like nothing in front of him. That he's Chad Vale Bechushban, that he's one, and it's not a one which has another number behind it, like two or three or four. That's called Yiras HaRaimimus, that the more that a Jew comes to know Hashem Yisbarach, the more that he understands the true grandeur and splendor and raimimus of who Hashem Yisbarach is. That he comes to understand Hashem Yisbarach, and that's really, like the Zohar says, the tachts of creation begin the ishtamaydan le, like we've spoken about before, that a Jew should come to know Hashem Yisbarach. This is really why Pnimei Satara is so essential, because it brings us to the tachas of creation. Whereas if you look in the Gemara, you can go through a whole Shas and not know really Hashem Yisbarach. Or you have to decipher and read between the lines and understand Chazal. And they spoke so cryptically many times to get an understanding of what is this Yira that the Gemara is speaking about. And most times it's speaking about Yiras HaRaimimus, but many people don't even know that there's a concept of Yiras HaRaimimus. And they're just interpreting falsely that all Yira is being Yiras HaOnesh. And they're being magdil constantly the Yiras HaOnesh, and they're coming more into a state of Nisa and the Avodas Hashem. So we need people in our lives, and tzaddikim in our lives, and the Sfarim HaKadoshim, or just the special zechim in Hashemayim, to open up this world that we need to go and to elevate ourselves from Yiras HaOnesh to Yiras HaRaimimus. And we'll speak about that path, B'siyata D'Shemayim, as we go further along. And that's connected to the second hey in the Shem Havaya, which is called the hey Ilah, the higher hey. That a Jew goes eventually, as he walks the Derech Hashem properly, from being a Yiras HaOnesh Tikayid to a Yiras HaRaimimus Tikayid. And in that place of Yiras HaRaimimus, he feels and he's already close to the Melech, and that closeness to the Melech, because the Melech is so great, impresses upon him, and he's able to even experience the Raimimus Hashem of being, because he's so close to the Melech at this point, because he's standing in the presence of the Melech. And of course, that doesn't mean It's not a type of a Yira which causes a person to be upset or to want to run away from such a Yira. That closeness to the Melech, that Yira Saramimus, is there's a certain excitement and a sweetness to that Yira. Like the Gemara says, Ashri Adam Afachi Tamid. That Pachat Tamid that a person has of being in the presence of Hashem, about that it says, Ashri Adam. How lucky and fortunate is a person to be Zaycheh to that Yira Saramimus. And we'll see that's, it can be. And many times it is, it's a gift that Hashem Yisbarach gives those who are searching to come close to Him. And then there's a third type of a Yira. And the third type of a Yira is called Yiras Chet. To understand Yiras Chet, although Yiras Chet seems like it's like Yiras HaOnesh, that a person is afraid of the Chet, that is afraid of being punished from the Chet. So the Ramchal Mesiras Hasharim explains that Yiras Chet is actually the complete opposite of what Yiras HaOnesh means. As we'll see when we discuss Ahava further, and the connection that Ahava has to Yiras HaRaimimus, of the connection to the King, and the love, which is really what Hashem Yisbarach is that a person can be filled with so much love for Hashem Yisbarach, with Hashem Yisbarach, that it overflows into a Yira, into a higher Yira, that a person will be so in love with Hashem Yisbarach that he'll be afraid of losing the relationship. Because the chait, chas v'shalom, if it's done, it can actually be a barrier to separate between him and his beloved one, between him and Hashem Yisbarach. And a person can be fearful of that, and that's called Yiras Chet. So what we've outlined here are three types of Yira, beginning with Yiras HaOnesh, and then achieving Yiras HaRomumas, and then being in that state of Ava, which comes with the Yiras HaRomumas, the Yiras Chet, which follows that, that a person is fearful of losing out on that relationship with Hashem. The Zohar alludes to these Yiras in the very first word of Torah. The Torah says Bereshis. And the word Bereshis, the Zohar says, is Beis Reshis, that there are two ratios, there's two Reshises. This can be understood in two ways. It can be understood that there are two ratios are Ahava and Yira, like we said before. Or it could be Beis Reshis, means that there are two types of Yira. Because Yira is called Reshis, like we said before, that to enter into Avodas Hashem is through Yira. And it can be said that Yiras HaOnesh could be called Beis Reshis, because there are two types of Yiras HaOnesh, which is Yira HaOnesh in this world and Yiras HaOnesh in the next world. And that's why the Torah begins with the word Bereshis. As you enter into the Torah, you enter into this world of Yiras HaOnesh, which the Torah, at least Torah Shebechsav, speaks about very much. However, deeper than that is that Beis Reshis refers to two types of Yira, to the two types of Yira, which is Yiras HaOnesh and Yiras HaRomumas. Because the Torah refers to Yira as Reshis. Reshis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. And Chachma is the translation of the word Bereshis, as the Targum here says, Targum Yerushalmi, Targum Yonasan, that Bereshis means B'chuchmasa. It means Chachma. That true Yiras Shamayim is a Chachma. So it could be referring either to Yiras HaOnesh and Yiras HaRomumas, or perhaps more than that, in Pnimius, that it refers to Yiras HaRomumas and Yiras Chet. Because in the real world of Yira, Yiras HaOnesh is not even a Yira at all. It's not even a Yira at all. It's like the psilas. It's like the garbage. It's really not meant for Bnei Aliyah. It's only really, truly meant to be like a safety net. If a person falls from his madrigas and he has a taiva roach, Chas V'Shalom comes upon him, then he's afraid of being punished. But not that he should live there. A person doesn't want to live in a state of emergency. He wants to live in a state of chaim, of closeness, of happiness. But there's very little happiness in that state of Yiras HaOnesh. So really, in fact, the Zohar says the word Bereshis also breaks down into the words Yorei Boshes. Yorei Boshes, those letters. Boshes, the Gemara says in Nedarim, is a remez to Yira. Right? That the busha that a person experiences in the presence of the Melech, that feeling of Boshes, which comes from the Yiras HaRomumas. And then there's Yira, which is that type of Yira, which comes from that Ava called Yiras Chet. Be it as it may, we see that there are really three stops of Yira along the Derech and Avodas Hashem. And at the center of it all, one together with Yiras HaRomumas is the Inyan of Ava. And we'll just explain this briefly, and we'll discuss it more in detail, in that the Melech Hashem Yisbarach himself, that he wants that he should be loved and he should love. And this inyan of Ava, the role of Ava in Avodas Hashem, is associated, true Ava is associated with Yiras HaRomumas. Because again, Yiras HaRomumas means that I have an understanding of the Melech. And the understanding of the Melech means to understand the Achdus of Hashem Yisbarach. The oneness, the true one, the nature of Hashem's oneness is called Echad. And that Echad, if a person understands it truly, brings upon a person Yiras HaRomumas. But that Echad also, that understanding of Hashem Yisbarach, brings an understanding that Hashem Yisbarach is all-loving. Completely loving. And a complete Rahman. Which is why Ahava is with Gematria Echad. That it shares the same Gematria. So in that place of Yiras HaRomumas, so Yir and Ahava go together. And this is a very big Chiddush. This is a very big Chiddush. Because we know that you would think that Ahava and Yira are feelings within a person which usually extinguish each other, that they put each other out. That if a person is afraid, he doesn't feel love. And if he feels love at a moment, he doesn't feel fear. And that's true regarding Yiras HaOnesh. A person who's in that world of Yiras HaOnesh, that fear of punishment, that there's really no Ahava there. Because if he has Ahava, if he loves someone, and he knows that that person loves him, that he's not really afraid of the Onesh. He knows that there is no Onesh, that everything is for his good, even if there is an Onesh. And he welcomes that as well, because it's for his growth, and it's in order to further that love. So in that place of Yiras HaOnesh, there is no Ava, that the two extinguish each other. But in the place of Yiras HaRamumas, they coincide and they complement each other. Because it all revolves around the Echad. It all revolves around HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus, and the secret of that Achdus is that there can be this blend of Ava and Yira when you're with the Melech. And that's Merumiz in the following Memes Chazal bring out regarding Shemayim Va'aretz. Because the Pasuk goes on to say, Bereishis Bara Elokim, Esa Shemayim Vesa'aretz. And in fact, the two Yiras which we spoke about are reflected in Merumiz in the words Shemayim and Aretz. That there's the Shemayim type of Yira, which is like the Hei Ilah, which we spoke about before, which is Yira Saramamas. And there's the Hei Tata, which is like the Aretz, which is Yira Sa'onesh. And on this world, fire and water, they put each other out. That's the Chai Kateva, fire and water, that they don't coexist. In Shemayim, however, fire and water do coexist. And that's what Rashi brings there, that the word Shemayim, based on the Gemara, is a construct of two words, Eish Mayim. That in Shemayim, Chazal say, Oise Shalom B'mayimav, that Hashem makes Shalom between Eish and Mayim. What that means, and in that place of the Hei Law of Yiras HaRamumas, that they coexist, that Yira and Ava do blend together. And as we said before, that's because the whole Inyan of Yiras HaRamumas revolves around the Nakuda of the Achdus Hashem, and in that Achdus, there's this merging of Ava and Yira together. That's what we find many times we say in davening, La'avu li'yira. And like we said, as we'll explain weiter when we go into more pratiyas, when we say in the L'shem Yidchud, we say B'dechilu urechim urechim b'dechilu, that there's this unification of Ahav and Yira. That if a person doesn't feel that sensation of Ahav and Yira, then he's not in that place of Heila. Just to mention what we spoke about before, this path of going from Yiras HaOnesh to Yiras HaRamumas, that place of Ahava, the Yiras HaRamumas, which brings to Ahava, and the Ahava, which brings to Yiras Chet, which is just the general breakdown. So, in the Sif Seichein here, he spends many paragraphs quoting and embellishing that which is quoted from the Magid HaKadosh, that the Magid said, based on the Gemara, the Gemara has a Maimer, Yidarkel Shel Ish Lachzer Acha Isha, that it's the derech of a woman to find his wife. And it's not the derech of an Isha to find her husband. That the husband goes looking for the woman. Now, Pnimis HaTayr, the Isha represents Yira, as the Pasuk says, Isha Yira Hashem Hitisala. And the Ish represents Ahava. Based on what the Gemara says the Magid, that it's the derech of the Ish to find the Isha, the Magid says that our job is to search for Yira. Is to search for Yira. And in that place of Yira, if a Jew finds Yira, then the Ish will come looking for him. Darkel shel Ish, lachzar acher Isha. Now, what type of a Yira is that referring to? That naturally the Ahava will come. So we know that it's there are mitzvahs to find Yira. Like the Pasuk says, we quoted it before, Va'ata Yisrael, Mashem Alokecha Shalem, Imach Kim Liyira. It's to find Yira. And then after that it says, La'ava L'saro, but according to the Gemara, based on the Pashat understanding of the Pasuk, our job is Yira Shemayim. Hakol bi Shemayim chutz mi Shemayim. When we find Yira, then Ahava finds us. But which Ahava finds that Yira? So of course, that's referring to the Yira of Yira Saramumas, not Yira Sa'onish, like we explained before. That Yira Sa'onish is not the type of a Yira that Ahava will coexist and want to come to it, because it's not rooted in the Achdus, it's rooted in me. And the Ahava of Hashem Yisbarach is not finding a person who's living in that world of Yiras HaOnesh. However, a person who is searching for Yiras HaRamumas, if that's what he's looking for, he wants to enter into the chambers of the Melech, into the Heilah, there HaKadosh Baruch Hu gifts his Ahava to those who understand his grandeur and his oneness, that those who understand how great Hashem Yisbarach is, and they have an Akara as they come close to Hashem Yisbarach, how far they are from Hashem, how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, Hashem says, you're coming closer to me, and that closeness, as you come closer to him and you realize how far you are, is that blend of Yira and Ava together. Of course, we're saying it very concisely, and it needs to be understood in greater detail, but just to be ma'amik and to understand these concepts as we move along, b'derech hakdama, as we delve into these inyanim. What we see from here, however, is that from Yiras HaOnesh we come to a Yiras HaRamumas, and from there that Yiras HaRamumas brings us to an Ava, and from that Ava we come to a Yiras Chet. What we see from here is that there's a Yira which brings to an Ava, and then an Ava which brings to a Yira, which helps us understand why we find many times in the Lashonos of Psukim or in the Lashonos of the Siddur, it'll sometimes say La'yira u'la'ava, and sometimes it'll say La'ava u'la'yira. And it's really not a stira, because there's a Yira which brings to an Ava, which is the Yira Saramumas, which brings to an Ava, and then there's La'ava u'la'yira, there's an Ava which brings to a Yira, which is called Yira Schait. And from that it comes to a state of Vekas, which we'll speak about B'siyat Tishmai as well. So this is just a general overview, and we'll hopefully B'siyat Tishmai be able to discuss this more with Pratyas. Over the next couple of weeks, we'll be hearing maybe some voice notes, and we'll be able to get a more Pratyastic understanding. So as we go along B'siyat Tishmai and understanding these sugyas, this may need some Chazara, because this is a very important topic, and there are, even in these Klalim which we've outlined, there are many pratim, because Baruch Hu should help us that as we delve into this sugya, this very important sugya, B'siyat HaDishmaya, we should be zeichet to more Ava, and to more Yira, and to forever walk along the Derech Hashem B'emes, and to be zeichet to all the goodness and the Chaim, and the Baruch Hu that Hashem's Baruch wants to give us.